Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Every day, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And the podcasts for both hours on 1360KHNC.com. And nightly, or in the evenings, 6 to 7, Monday through Friday, on 1360 AM Radio, KHNC, in Johnstown, Colorado. Boy, I have so many directions to go. The possible teams of assassins, according to Matt Gaetz, 5 assassination teams hunting Trump. I'm going to get to that. Also, the telegram, Pavel Durov, who was arrested 3 weeks ago in France, telegram founder, a secure private messaging app. Well, he's going to have to hand over all of the, anything that they request, he's going to have to hand it over. And 150,000 bounty on Trump's head by this attempted assassin, Ryan Routh, who is a criminal. His son is perverted. The whole family's got problems. But I want to go to something today that needs to be discussed. Very important. So I'm going to begin. This was on the 12th of September. Article in Burning Platform, Japan's plan to destroy the world. Over the past months, the Japanese truth community, the truthers in Japan, have been sounding the alarm over a new type of vaccine that will be first released in mass in Japan this fall, probably right about now, as early as October. And it's known in Japan as Replicon, not Godzilla, Replicon, not Mothra, Replicon. It is a self-amplifying RNA vaccine. It makes copies of itself before producing the proteins that the patient is supposed to make antibodies to. It's different from the current spike protein mRNA vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna, which have become notorious for their side effects. Like, you get the flu, you die, you have blood clots. So the current COVID-19 mRNA injections don't officially have the ability to self-replicate unless they get integrated into a person's DNA. If the Pfizer or Moderna mRNA is reverse transcribed and alters a cell's DNA, only then does it attain the ability to replicate through cell division. Now, where this is headed, I'm going to use a word. And I want you to remember this word because you're going to pay attention. Interspecies transfer. Interspecies transfer of what? Viruses, DNA? Okay, I'll continue. The current mRNA injections don't officially have the ability to self-replicate unless they get integrated into a person's DNA. If the Pfizer or Moderna mRNA is reverse transcribed and alters a cell's DNA, only then does it attain the ability to replicate through cell division. Every time a gene altered cell divides, it makes a copy of the Pfizer or Moderna genes. The new self-amplifying replicon vaccines are different in that they have the innate ability to make copies of themselves without altering a cell's DNA, even though reverse transcription and DNA alterations can happen as well. The full magnitude of the dangers of replicon self-amplifying technology is going to be realized in the next couple of days, well, once this is injected. The choice of alpha viruses as a foundation template of replicon vaccines made it not only possible, but likely that the new man-made genes in replicon vaccines, if ever introduced into people, would also spread not just to other humans, but to other species. Introduced into people, this would spread not only to other humans, shedding to humans, but it would shed to other species. Dogs, cats, cows, horses. This is in the book of Revelation chapter 6. Plagues, diseases. Satan's children are being given technology to destroy every man, woman, child, and all the creatures in the world. Christ said, if he doesn't return, no flesh will exist. The present truth. Rick Rodriguez.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I'm listening to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies. I feel a hot wind
on my shoulder. Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradopropertiesonline. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
So what we're talking about here with this matter of this new alpha, I'm looking at two things here, self-amplifying replicon vaccines, Pandora's box. This technology is coming from the world of the Elohim, the world of the little gods, fallen angels, Satan's rebellious angels who rebelled, and it is being given to the children of the devil to create these diseases. Pandora's box. In Greek, Pandora in mythology was the first woman. According to myth, she had a jar which would later be called a box. And this jar contained all manner of misery and evil. She opened it, from which the evils flew out over the earth. The hope was that the evil would have been contained in the box, in the jar. But no. The Bible says that the children of the devil would eventually be given the recipes of evil, every form of evil in the world. And the purpose of the evil, to destroy the creation, mankind and the creatures and the environment, the trees, even to the point where mold and all the toxins of the earth would have no effect. And here they've been working on this replicon to change the DNA. And once given this vaccine, it's going to be able to spread, they're going to be shed. I like the word shedding. Not just to other humans, but to other species. These vaccines are due to be released in October of 2024. They're worse than nuclear weapons. I'm reading out of the burning platform, Japan's plan to destroy the world. This was on Thursday, the 12th of September. This could result in a worldwide disaster. Let's look at the background of the replicon vaccines that the Japanese government funded. First generation of self-amplifying, replicating RNA vaccines appear to be based on naturally occurring alpha viruses alpha viruses. As far as the literature goes, specific development of alpha viruses based on replicon vaccines against COVID-19 goes back to 2020. And probably even well before that date when it was published, when the information was published. What is an alpha virus? It's a family of viruses that can infect humans and animals. Some species are transmitted by mosquitoes. Bill Gates of hell, mosquitoes. And some alpha viruses species can be very sturdy in that they can survive outside in the environment for extended periods of time, remaining ineffective, and they're able to multiply and spread again. They're able to multiply and spread again. So the this is Daniel Negassi, MD. He's the one that is written about this. He says that alpha viruses, that the self-replicating vaccine is based upon, these healthy people might be able to carry enough alpha virus antibodies to neutralize any self-replicating RNA shed from people who took the Replicon or other self-amplifying RNA vaccines. So there are going to be some people that might be healthy enough to neutralize. But America, we are so unhealthy. Third world nations, the citizens are very unhealthy because of poor nutrition and contaminated water, contaminated food, if they get food, contaminated air. Obtaining natural antivirus antibodies would be most easily done by frequent natural exposures to mosquito bites. However, he says that these natural ways to protect yourself against Replicon vaccines only looked at a part of the problem. A much greater danger occurred to him occurred to him later on. He said that there was a fixation in the research community about using alpha viruses for replication type vaccines since 2020. If it's developed, anything is patented that is can be used for warfare of any kind, it'll be the focus of the governments for sure, and corporations. Why was there so much research into this particular family of viruses? It took him a week to realize that the natural properties of the alpha virus family could have been much more sinister. There could have been a much more sinister purpose. That is, environmental hardiness, the ability to survive outside a host for extended periods, and the ability to cross between species made alpha viruses effective candidates for permanently introducing artificial genes into the entire ecosystem. This is what Christ said would happen. When he returns in the book of Revelation, it says he is going to destroy those who destroy the earth. He's also going to come to punish those who are responsible for the death of billions of people, not only in time, but especially in the last decade. We're in the final decade before Christ returns. I emphasize this because we are in that decade. We're already a year plus, almost 2 years into the last 10 years. And here they are the wicked these children of the devil are they know they have a short time. Their time is running out. So they're increasing their ability to destroy mankind and nature. Artificial genes, they're introducing these artificial genes into the entire ecosystem. Has this been their intentional plan all along? He's not sure. I'm sure. I'm absolutely sure. It's in the scripture. It's in God's holy word. Now, the researchers did trials in Vietnam. They did some Vietnamese human trials on self-replicating vaccines in August in 2021. Their entire mission was eventually to experiment and then monitor the environment. There was no published follow-up with the people who were exposed to Replicon patients, or to see how they developed side effects. To these Replicon patients, to see how they developed side effects. No published protocol for monitoring the entire environment surrounding the people infected. So they knew this could possibly not only affect the individuals that were given the vaccinations, but now they knew that the environment was going to be affected. The creatures, the animals, the birds, the snakes. They wanted to see what the leakage was going to be. They call it ARCT-154. That's what they call this self-replicating mRNA. ARCT-154. They were trying to see how it was affecting the surrounding area. The effects were not, or the, nothing was published. Animals, pets, insects, especially mosquitoes, because people are going to be, you know, mosquito bites, dear old dad, and little Fifi gets or the horse, or somebody, one of the creatures in the environment gets a bite by a mosquito too. So is it shedding that way? Most likely. And these human test subjects should have been examined for the presence of the artificial vaccine, ARCT-154. They're based on alpha viruses. The species is most likely to combine with other alpha viruses. So the alpha viruses in the wild cross species in other animals and mosquitoes, will it cross into other species along with humans who get the Replicon injection? He says that once you receive this injection, you can transmit Replicon genes not just to people, but to other species. It can happen either through a mosquito again, through a combination of when a Replicon patient gets an infection with another species like coronavirus, influenza virus, or other alpha virus species. Every instance when someone infected with the Replicon gets another virus while the Replicon is still in the body. So in other words, it's adding to itself. It presents the Replicon an opportunity to exist, to exit the patient and infect another person or animal using the other virus. If the Replicon only piggybacks itself into the shell of another virus, then there will be spread of the normal virus plus the unwanted replicon. So now you're talking virus to virus. I mean, this is sinister. But this is what the Lord Jesus said would happen. I'm going to be back. The present truth. Rick Rodriguez, America's Freedom Network. Podcast 1360KHNC.com, both hours.
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Hi, this is Kathy Roberts, the Executive Director at Life Choices Pregnancy Center, and I'm inviting you to celebrate 40 years of empowering women, transforming and saving lives, and supporting families. Join us at our annual fundraiser for dinner and an inspiring message from John Stone Street on September 19th in Longmont or on the 20th in Loveland. For information, call 303-651-2050 or to register, go to lifematters.org.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. Evenings, 6 to 7, on AM Radio, 1360 in Johnstown, Colorado. Both hours are podcasts on 1360 KHNC podcast section, Present Truth site. Also on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The first hour is archived on the podcast section. With this replicon, it's an alpha virus, able to jump species. It's what they've been trying to do, and now they're able to do it. What happens because it's so hardy, it's able to exist outside in the, outside of a person, the virus is, it can exist outside for a while. I'm assuming what they're saying is just what you breathe, you're exhaling. You know, we don't realize how much we, how many liters of air we take in a breath. We don't realize the liters that are, that we breathe out. You can see more clearly for people that you're around, people that are inhaling the vape people. They take a hit of the whatever it is they're taking a hit of, the vapor, and you can see them when they exhale, you can see the liters. Of course, they're taking a deep breath, but just an average breath, an average, without having to, just an average breath, inhale and exhale. How many liters? 3/4 of a liter, a liter, 2 liters? But these shedding, their implication is they're going to shed, and they can shed to animals from humans or from animals to humans. What happens with the feces and the urine? When COVID hit, I remember the studies in Boulder, Colorado. The university, they were taking samples downstream of the sewer as it would exit the campus into the main sewage lines on down line to see how many of the students, what the readings were in the feces, in the waste. Does this stuff stay with the feces and the urine for a while? So, and again, if someone is infected with the Replicon, if they get another virus, while the Replicon is still in the body, it gives the Replicon the opportunity to exit the patient and infect another person or animal using that other virus. If the Replicon only piggybacks itself into the shell of another virus, oh my gosh, now it's piggybacking one virus on another virus. Then there will be a spread of normal virus plus the unwanted Replicon. If there is a recombination with another virus, then the result is a super virus that is a hybrid of man-made Replicon genes together with the virus's natural genes. Are you confused? In other words, you piggyback one virus on another, and then if that combination piggybacks on another virus, you've got a super virus. So these things can piggyback. It's like semis. You have a tractor and a trailer. Then you can add another trailer called doubles. Then you can add a third trailer called triples. What would the side effects of a Replicon plus influenza or a Replicon plus corona supervirus? Now we talk about interspecies transfer. What? Well, it happens enough. It happens often enough to warrant a chapter in most virology tests. Here is an interspecies viral transmission, a chapter on Science Direct. Alpha viruses are named as one of the paradynamic viruses of the phenomenal particular of this phenomenon, particularly with the respect to their ability to activate an immune response. What's the problem with interspecies transfer? Is a question mark. When a virus infects more than one species, it no longer suffers from self-extinction by killing one of the host species. So long as that virus can survive indefinitely in another host species, high mortality in one or more species doesn't negatively affect that virus's overall existence. The evolutionary pressure to not damage the host is much less when the virus infects multiple species. This means that a multi-species antivirus can remain deadly to humans so long as it is not detrimental to another host species, which can act as its reservoir. For example, Eastern equine encephalitis alpha viruses can persist in birds without causing noticeable illness, but it is sometimes capable of deadly harm in humans. So I think some people can carry this. What was it? Cowboy Doc Holliday had? He had, what was that disease in the lungs? You can have people that carry that virus and it doesn't affect them, or other sicknesses, it doesn't affect them, but they're carrying the disease or the sickness that will affect other people. So here you have a bird carrying this Eastern equine encephalitis antivirus, and that bird can be deadly to humans. Was the choice of alpha viruses as the foundation of leprechauns intentional? Question mark. The Vietnam human trials. 9,000 people in Vietnam were infected with the alpha virus leprechaun in phase 1, 2, and 3 human studies. Has there already been leakage of this genetic material from the ARCT-154? I'll be back.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And pack her out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer.
So they did these trials in Vietnam, 9,000 people. And has there already been leakage of the genetic material from the ARCT-154 self-amplifying mRNA COVID-19 vaccine into animals and insects in Vietnam? The question is, has anyone checked? If there is proof of spread, that is, someone found a cold, or someone found a cold or flu virus with ARCT-154 genes, or finding those genes suddenly showing up in the natural populations of alpha viruses that infect animals and insects, it's too late. He's wondering if the government scientists will even try to find out. One single instance of an artificial gene out in the environment, once it's proven, especially if it's in birds or insects, about the only thing that can be done is complete quarantine of the area. In that case, all of Vietnam. To prevent spread, it would have to be more than a quarantine of people, but of animals and insects as well. That's impossible. So what he's saying is, what's being presented, this is more deadly than nuclear weapons. This will contaminate not only the humans, but animals. Not only animals, but insects. This will wipe out whole species. What's at stake if the area is not completely quarantined? The man-made gene could spread around the world across multiple species and would be nearly impossible to eliminate. He goes on, first Vietnam, but what about Japan? If they release this in Japan? So supposedly this October, it's when the Japanese government is planning to allow this Meiji Corporation, which is Japan's equivalent of Kraft Foods, and the VLP, which is the Japanese government-funded biotech startup, to start injecting Japanese people with Replicon. This is brilliant. These people are absolutely satanically satanic. I mean it. They worship Satan. How long has VLP, the government-funded biotech startup, been planning Replicon to inject this? If less than 1% of Japan's population, which would be 1 million people, take the injection, that is already over 100 times more people than the Vietnam trial, those 1 million people become carriers capable of spreading artificial Replicon genes to another people and the environment that is over 100 times the risk to the entire world, compared with what occurred in the Vietnam trial. Every day, the patients have functional Replicons alive in their bodies, and there's a chance for the artificial genetic product to enter the environment. By the time anyone proves person-to-person or interspecies spread of Replicons outside the body, it's going to be too late. The only way to protect the world would be for Japan to be under complete quarantine. Anyone who goes in would never be allowed out. No shipping containers with products, materials, or anything capable of harboring an insect could ever be allowed out of Japan for decades, maybe even centuries. this, you know, is not, this is not fiction. This is exactly what Jesus Christ said. In the decade of his coming, the things that will be unleashed upon the world, not just wars, not just famines, but the diseases, artificial man-made viruses capable of destroy or of killing not only every not only the people of the world, but creatures. I'm trying to think of a word. There's a word that is trying to elude me, but I'm going to find it. Not extinguish. This is genocide at a new level. Christ said this would happen. Christ said that this type of technology would exist. There would be technology in it that would exist. Revelation chapter 9, verse 6, that there would be some way where mankind would find a will, a way to live, to exist, to live, and not die. And it says that when this comes to pass, these people that take whatever this new, I don't know what you want to call it, when they take it, they're going to seek death, and death is going to flee from them. This is a Revelation 9:6. During those days, people will look for a way to die, but death will not, and they will not find it. They will want, they will desire, they will long to die, but death will run away, will flee, will evade them. This is coming. This is what the Elohim that were created by God that fell in the rebellion with Satan, with Lucifer. This technology is now in the world. I'll be back to finish out the first hour with Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house.
Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
We're just putting together a website, and the website name, host name, is thispresenttruth.com. Thispresenttruth.com. It's not, we haven't fired it up yet, but that will be the way in the future to reach my website, thispresenttruth.com. Presently, you can contact me, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. And the podcasts for both hours on AM radio, or on the AM, or I'm sorry, on the station, 1360khnc.com, on the station site. Tonight at 6 to 7, and every night through the week, AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado, KHNC, 1360 AM. So the with this replicon, the tests in Vietnam, possible shedding from human to human, from humans to animals, from animals to insects, from insects back to humans, and this is just a new alpha virus. Interspecies viruses being transferred interspecies. I see it in the Bible. I see it in Revelation chapter 9, verse 6. I see it in Revelation chapter 6, verse 8. There will come a time when there will be diseases, viruses, pestilences, bacteria, plagues that will affect, like just with the COVID snake venom, the transfer of human snake venom to people internationally through COVID-19. That's just the COVID-19 snake venom in every possible way. But also, it does things in a individual so that they can shed, they can infect. And now they're trying to infect creation, inject it into humans, infect the bugs, insects, cattle, cats, dogs, Fifi, little bandit. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back for hour two in a few minutes. Podcast 1360khnc.com. Present Truth site.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever.